huge
the whole time.
Oh, well.
Sorry for the technical difficulty.
Yeah, hello.
So, we haven't been on?
No, we haven't.
We haven't been on the whole time.
Okay. Oh, nice. Okay. Perfect.
Great. So,
welcome to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
You're listening to So Fresh, So Clean
with T315. We had some technical difficulties where we didn't turn on our mics.
It's funny because we introduced ourselves, gave a whole little monologue, and it was all for nothing.
Missed it all. So let's do it over again.
Just the first of many scripts of the night.
Welcome to our first show.
I'm Vitamin G, also known as Gigi Tony.
I'm,
I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm the real deal, also known as Emily Deal. I'd like to take this moment to make sure that you get your daily dose of vitamin G. It's a very important vitamin. Like, please.
Yeah.
Really pressing this issue. It's very important.
You're not going to find it in your OJ. You're only going to find it at 91.5 WMFO.
Tuesdays and to the morning.
Just Tuesdays.
Perfect timing. Gigi, what's our theme for today? What's our topic?
Our topic today, do we really love our big?
Do we?
For those of you who don't know us, me and Emily are just a couple of sorority sisters.
Just some gals that like to strat.
You would think that as roommates, we'd be in the same sorority.
You thought wrong.
We're in opposite sororities, like AFI, AOPI.
They sound the same.
Dueling dragons. But really, we live in harmony.
Yin and yang is what I like to call it.
Yeah, I like to think that.
So
we're going to talk about... There's a lot of hot topics. Everyone's like, my big's the best. I love my big. No spoilers.
We're not going to spoil this.
Every day, I wake up, I get to class, I go to lunch. People approach me and ask, Gigi, do you love your big?
Do you love your big?
Honestly, I don't want to give it away.
But yeah.
Let's wait till the end. Let's wait till the end of the show.
Let's get some music happening first.
Yeah, so what we're going to start with, it's a little sorority themed.
You know.
As a proud fee bear,
nice.
there's a chapter at Alabama of AFI, and they had this like recruitment video.
Viral
video. And they play this really poppin' song. It's called Strangers.
There's no other real
like
introduction to that.
The song. It was just in the video, like beautiful girls, Bama sorority. Just like tough sororities, really.
Yep.
Same thing, same size.
Same Greek life.
There's no difference.
No difference in Greek life.
You see a girl at Bama and you see a girl at Tufts, they're both in sororities.
What's the difference?
That's the same girl.
Can't tell. So, without further ado,
take it away.
We're going to take it away to Strangers. It's only been a week. All the little things are gone, the things we used to be. Nobody could take us down, there was only you and me. And without you I can't be. You're the universe to me. You. welcome back.
That was a rager.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Yep, we're on.
We are.
Don't worry. We're just figuring things out here at WMFO. WMFO.
One of our fans called in. And
yep.
They wanted to know if Emily's a huge fan of Selena Gomez.
You know what? This is a question I get asked a lot. And the answer is...
Second to do you love your baby?
Yeah, voice. Definitely number two of most frequently asked questions, FAQs. The answer is yes. I love Selena Gomez. The revival, it's a big deal. Pretty hyped about it. It's the real deal. Thank you, Gigi. The answer is yes.
You love Selena Gomez.
I love Selena Gomez.
What are your thoughts on Charlie Puth?
You know what? Medium.
Medium? I think he's got the voice of a little cherub. He's got something going on with his eyebrows.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. Like, it's like a style to, like, shave your
Would eyebrows. You consider it on fleek?
No.
Okay.
See,
just for clarification.
Growing up with my mother,
I was
told, like, you know, don't mess with your eyebrows, Gigi. And he messed with his eyebrows, so.
He messed with them.
So as that, I don't respect it, but as someone who did acting and voice, a theater kid, you could call me, for a few years.
Yeah.
I respect his voice.
Okay.
And him and Selena, magic.
Magic.
So let's
kick it off with We Don't Talk Anymore by featuring Selena Gomez with Charlie Puth.
Mostly Selena Gomez.
Mostly my girl Sel. Love her. Okay. Here you go.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do. Anymore like we used
Hi, everyone.
And we're back.
I would just like to say that we're about to make a formal apology.
Very formal. Black tie formal.
To Charlie Puth. An insider source, you may know her, Fallon.
Fallon.
You don't need to know her last name.
Yeah, she's irrelevant.
Anyway. So Charlie Puth got bit by a dog, and that's why his eyebrows messed up. So, like, and he's, like, apparently something, like, we looked into it because we don't trust the source.
Right.
We
never trust Fallon.
Some primary documents were looked at, and he's self-conscious about it. He wants fans to stop asking, and I feel like I just hit him at a part that, like, he's self-conscious
about.
You hit
it right where it hurts.
Right where it hurts.
You know, it might have hurt when the dog bit him.
Too. And,
oops.
Wow. That's rough. Hate to hear that. So, in honor to us being terrible, ignorant people towards Charlie Puth, we're going to play Apologize by
One Republic. Just kidding.
Here's Sex by Cheat Codes.
Here you go.
Talk about all
Hey everyone, we're back.
Welcome back.
So, that was the scandal part of our show that we promised. If you saw our promo on Facebook, sex.
It's scandalous. Fear it, love it. Yep. Yep.
Got a lot to say about
Got
it.
Got a lot to say about it.
Anyway, so we've been getting a lot.
Use protection, kids.
That's not our PSA. We have to do a PSA.
We'll do.
That's like our first PSA.
First PSA. Use protection.
We've been getting a lot of requests.
Yeah.
And I know it's 2:18.
2:18.
You're chilling with your friends. You're writing that 7-page paper that's due tomorrow.
Gigi, how far are you?
I'm like 2 pages in. It's low key.
It's fine. We're getting through it together.
But
you can't see right now, but we're holding hands.
Embracing. And this is just to get you through that 7-page paper. We're like gonna get the heart bumping at like a solid, healthy, but fast rate.
170.
170.
Beats per minute is the unit.
BPM. Maybe.
Shout out to Charlie, my EMT friend.
So we're gonna pump things up with a little
I like to?
Jordan Belfort, yeah.
Oh, we're doing Jordan Belfort.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here we go. Charlie, this one's for you. Here you go. Jordan Belfort. Jordan Belfort. Yo, yo, yo.
Jordan Belfort, stacking penny stocks while I'm flipping these birds. Sipping on Ciroc, trip them up with the words. I done popped the Molly and I think it's be my third. Jordan Belfort, Jordan Belfort. I've been getting dirty money, Jordan Belfort. Stacking penny stocks while I'm flipping these birds. I just flipped the bird in. Money so dirty. Got my bitch a mate, yep, furry like Furby. I came up made a
Hello again.
This was inevitable. I'm like, Emily, pretty sure this song is explicit. She's like, no, it's not. And I'm like, yes, it is.
And I was wrong. I'd like to publicly apologize.
Jesus, so many apologizes to Charlie Puth, to all the kids that have never heard an explicit before.
To Charlie Fisher for cutting off your hype.
Just all the Charlies. We're just gonna go back to basics, man. We can't keep this hype up.
There, you know what? I got an idea for you.
You got an idea?
Yeah.
I feel like your last idea wasn't the best.
You know what?
All our listeners will soon learn that Emily lives to disappoint.
Thank you, Gigi. That really, really hits home.
It does.
And I like to embrace it.
It does.
Everyone makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. Shout out to Hannah Montana. 10-year anniversary?
10-year.
10-year. So,
that was a while ago.
Let's give it up for Miley.
Yo, so you got that song?
Yeah, I got that song for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Hello.
Everyone, we're back.
Oh, yep, we're back. Better than ever.
I feel
we're
great.
We're bouncing back from some mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's when your whole life's a mistake, you just keep going. You just keep cruising at this point.
Trucking.
Me and Emily are queens of mistakes.
Can you please refer to me as Real Deal while we're on the radio show?
My bad. Me and the Real Deal are queens of mistakes. You want to know who aren't queens of mistakes?
Who?
My big. My big's a gem.
Yeah. Yeah, my big as well.
Really?
Yeah.
My big, how do I describe my big? My big is the crafting queen.
Queen. I would say queen. Shout out to queen. Tess.
Oh, wait, I can't. There's a phrase I want to say, but I can't say because it's a spoiler. But you're the best.
She's the best. She's great.
She's the best big in the world.
You know what? I'm going to have to argue that one. But I'll let you continue your thought.
No,
and then,
please. I want...
You know what? Because I'm going to say that my big is the best big in the world. You know what? I'd say in the universe.
I'd say in the... all the universes.
Oh.
There's more than one.
Probably. Have you been watching Cosmos recently?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Late nights on a... usually right after this radio show, like mm-hmm. around like... 3:30, 4 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
On a Tuesday, I like to cuddle up, get real cozy, just like in my dorm when mm-hmm. you're asleep.
Right.
I put in my earphones and I watch Cosmos.
So you learn about all the universes.
And then I watch the sunrise. And I think how we're all just so tiny and insignificant in this beautiful. You know what? I have a quote, actually, that I saw the other day. And I was like, I should use this on an Instagram. And I was
this is not Instagram.
No, here's the thing, though. I'm never going to be able to use this on an Instagram.
You know why?
Because I'm basic.
Not only are you basic, you're also not even that artsy. So,
I'm not artsy. I'm the least artsy person.
You're hashtag sporty.
I'm sporty. I'm your regular varsity athlete.
You're regular, basic varsity athlete.
So, we're going to drop some... knowledge bombs on you.
All right,
as a
I'm ready.
Student athlete.
Is this going to correlate or pertain to our bigs, or like how's that going to work out? We'll come full circle.
My big is more accomplished than this person that I'm about to quote.
Okay. I want to hear it.
This person, just letting you know, my big is way more accomplished than this person I'm about to quote. This is Mae Jemison. She was the first African American woman in space.
Wow.
That's how amazing my big is.
Shout out to Tess.
Tess, you're the bomb. And her quote was, I'm as much as a part of this universe as any speck of stardust.
Wow.
Could you imagine on that Instagram? You would double tap in a second.
I'm moved.
Or you would hate me.
Yeah, well.
You'd probably hate
me. I already
me.
Still
hate Everyone hates me.
All right.
Well, I love.
Moving on.
My big's the best.
Her big's the best. Moving on to my big. Shout out to Lizzie. Great human being. I would also venture to say that she is the best. So, I don't know what to tell you. Quality personality, quality crafter, quality jokester, prankster. What more do you want? Great at...
I don't know, man.
Eating food.
That's really, what I'm looking for in a life
she's
partner.
She's really good at breathing.
Is this because I have asthma? Is that a shot at me?
No. I'm just saying she's a good breather. She's got
and
it
I'm
under
not,
control.
I'm not a good breather?
I'm not attacking you right now. I'm just making observations about my big.
I've had one asthma attack near you. One.
You know what? It was
Two.
A traumatic experience.
Two. Like one and a half.
I didn't know where your inhaler was, so that's an issue we're going to solve later.
Anyway, let's just
anyway,
get to
my
the song.
Big is great at breathing.
Our bigs are great.
Best big in the world.
Let's get to the song.
Let's get to the song. Gigi, what song are we listening to?
Honestly, I forgot.
Okay, we're going to listen to Don't Worry by Ray Dalton.
All right. No, nope, so, I think that's the wrong one.
Okay.
It's a, yeah, no.
No, MadCon.
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Glad we got through that one. Here you go.
tomorrow.
Nah, nah.
Like there's no tomorrow.
Ooh, we can own the night. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. I know it'll be alright. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. Ooh, we can own the night. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing.
Let's get down to business and show me what you got. Just keep the record spinning.
Everything's eyes wanna dip, get a new spot. Yeah, yeah. Don't worry, don't worry. Night never ends, no hurry, no hurry. Shorty look thick, so the lines get blurry. And the nights in your palms, or we might get dirty. DJ, let the beat play, make a heat wave when you replay this. Tonight we gon' party like a DJ, young and free, saying it's the one on my CK shit. The moon is the light, the sky's the ceiling. Low is the bass, and the high is the feeling. The world is a club, all in, cause we can. This one for the books, don't worry about a thing.
We can own the night.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey, everyone, we're back. We got a PSA for you.
Here with Vitamin G and Real Deal on So Fresh, So Clean with
T315. I'm sure you've all heard about Boy Scouts. Well,
I definitely have.
Yeah, well, we've got a PSA.
We've got some news for you.
Alternative scouting.
Whoa.
The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service.
Tell me more.
If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational, inclusive program,
whoa,
more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. This is a public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
There it is.
Did you like that radio?
Yeah.
The radio.
The radio.
Nope, you can't do it.
Can't do it.
Anyway, I know all you ladies.
Now that you've heard about co-ed scouting.
Yeah, no, it's a co-educational that very, very different. I now see where co-ed comes from.
Yep.
You learn something every day.
Every day. So, Gigi, I think we should go back to our bigs.
Our bigs. All right.
Do we
love them?
Do we love our bigs?
All right.
Do we really?
Can you love someone you just met? That's the question.
Let's answer in 3, 2, 1.
Yes. Yes. Okay. The second Emily tweeted at me when we first became roommates, I was like, I love her. I went up to my parents and I was like, Mom, Dad, I'm in love with a girl named Emily. And they were confused.
As they should be.
But it's a platonic love.
Again, if you're not watching us, we're holding hands.
Yeah.
Celebrating our love.
And the love I share with my big is a familial love.
Mm.
That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
Tess, my big, my G big.
Your GG.
My GG big. My G big. And even my big is a transfer from RPI. So not only do I have my Tufts big, well, my Tufts bigs is my big. I have one big.
One big.
But I've got my G big at Tufts, and I got my G big at RPI.
How crazy is that?
And like up to like seven G bigs.
So many
at
G's.
RPI. So many G's.
I only have one fam.
One fam.
But you know what? I got my bigs. She's got a twin, so I got some big fams.
You do. My big also has a twin, so I don't mean to overshadow you, but
that's for another episode.
That's another episode. The overshadowing of Emily Deal.
It's we're gonna give you a preview of the title. The title is Molly Deal, Kitty Ledecky, and Gigi Tutone: A History of Emily Being Overshadowed.
So it's quite interesting. Actually,
it's a fascinating tale. We'll get to that in another episode.
But let's just take a quick music break so I can think about my big and how much
we gotta I think love about her. Our bigs.
You heard it here first, folks. I, vitamin G, love my big.
Four-letter word.
Love?
Love.
Love.
You know what? Me, I, real you? Deal, Emily Deal, I also love my big.
And we love our bigs. We love our bigs.
Together.
All right, let's play the song.
Okay, we're going to play the song for you. Gigi. We love our bigs. Here's Renaissance by Clarity. Here you go.
You left me in the worst way. Heart torn, leaving blood stains all over the table cloth, and I can never scrub them off. But I won't let you haunt me. All the scars on my body, they won't keep me far from love. You will see me fall apart.
everyone. Quick transition. We're not. We want to give a shout out.
Special shout out to
a special someone.
Another human that we love,
Matt
Cavello.
Great kid. He said that we're not. When we say we're holding hands, we're not. But I just want to let all our fans, especially you, Matt Cavello, know that.
We are.
We're genuine with this show. We want to be real with our listeners.
We don't lie to our listeners.
Create a bond. A little quid pro quo, you might say. A give and take.
Are you a classics major?
No, I'm not.
I am.
How's that going? Anyway,
I'm holding Gigi's hand right now.
And
I can
I'm
feel
holding Emily
the sweat is being transferred.
We're so sweaty.
So clammy. So, Matt Cavello, suck it. Whoa.
That's some real talk. Real deal.
Yeah.
That's going to get
you
over,
got me.
That's going to get overdone real soon.
Real quick.
Anyway, should we transition into our next song?
Let's give some quick shout outs to other people while we're on the shout outs.
Oh,
stage.
Some quick shout outs.
We got Ron John Berger.
Ron John Berger.
Jacob Abrahams.
Tasha.
Holly.
Statsgiri. Is that how you say it?
Statsgiri.
I never really know.
Okay.
Holly Ransom. Jacob, I'm going to be real. I also don't know how to say your last name.
Abrahams.
Is it Abrahams? Is it Abrams? Is it Abrahamson? We don't know.
Unclear.
Anyway.
And a special shout out to my one and only
Brian Haneke. Robert.
Toscano. Our man Rob.
Did we say Machiavello?
Machiavello.
And all my girls on the TUFH Fock team.
Especially Fel.
Especially you,
Izzy. Just kidding. She's a Brella fan.
And Izzy and Nikki.
Love a good
Hana.
Izzy. Nikki, Hana.
All my girls.
Yep.
Actually, not you, Nikki. Not you.
Wow. Shots fired. We'll get to that on another episode, I guess. But I think we're going to kick it into another song. Because we do love our bigs, but we've run out of things to say about our bigs.
Yeah.
Other than we love them.
We love them.
Love them. So here's Octa Hate by our girl, Rin Weaver.
Even though we Octa love.
We Octa love.
Our bigs.
Our bigs.
Lost in the cracks of the
Just kidding. We're back.
We're back.
Are you tired of us yet?
We're tired of us.
I'm tired of me.
Don't worry, to all of these listening, and you're like, I gotta power through these last 13 minutes. I gotta power through 5 more pages of a 7-page essay. And it's just not going well.
This is the perfect time to say, let's go, Bose.
Let's go, Bose. Scobos.
Yeah, so here on So Fresh So Clean, T15, we got some songs for you. Only 2 left. Sorry to break your soul, but here's our next one. It's called San Francisco.
By our good friends the Mowglies.
Or the Mowglies. Still unsure.
Undetermined.
Unclear. We'll figure that out.
We'll get them on the show.
Well, yeah.
We'll ask them in person.
All right, here you go. What a fade out. Still going. It ended.
Yeah.
We're back. So fresh, so clean. T315. We got vitamin G here and a real deal.
You may be thinking to yourself, Emily, that fade seemed almost professional. Have you done this before? The answer is yes, we have.
I have done it before in the man cave.
We were at a small house party in Kensington, Maryland. By house party, I mean Emily's dad was having a banger for him and his friends.
It was a family holiday party.
It was
party.
A family event. By banger, we all assume family holiday party.
Family holiday party.
I visited, did a nice relaxing 3-hour drive to the historical district of Kensington, Maryland. That's
shout
where
out.
The real deal lives from my good town, Newtown, Pennsylvania.
Another shout out.
And we get down there, and there's a whole DJ set, fader and everything. And me and Emily, we were shocked. We were confused.
I wasn't, but Gigi was.
I was shocked and confused. Emily was my rock. She carried me through it, and I hopped right on the saddle, and we rode that DJ stand all night.
Yep. I think now is the time to shout out Val Deal. Val Deal is my father.
The original real deal.
The original real deal. Much cooler than I am.
Much cooler.
Val Deal was an actual DJ in college.
You could also say that Emily's also overshadowed by her father.
Yeah. Oh.
Definitely.
We're adding that to the title.
We're adding that to the title.
Yep. So, yeah, just shout out to Val Deal, founder of the Man Cave, the one and only. It's a great place.
So you may be like, this is our first time. But, like, in reality, it's not. Emily's got it in her blood, and by me being blood sisters with Emily,
yep,
we're not. But
we have shared blood.
Yeah.
Do we have HIV?
Not positive.
Wow.
That was, like, a ba-dumped, because we don't have sound effects.
Ooh.
So throwing some good old-fashioned shade at 91.5 WFMO. Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Great place.
Great place to be.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
I think we were talking about your disappointment to your friends, families, and teammates. No? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that was just, just something else in the back of my head?
That definitely something else in the back of your head.
Oh.
Also in the back of my head. But
yeah, it's always there.
It's always lingering.
Yeah, just a little.
But to another time.
So it's been. It's we been just want to thank everyone.
We want to thank our listeners.
Our bigs. We just want to thank our bigs so much.
Thank you for
letting us love them so much.
I love you.
And I,
Lizzie.
I'm really glad I finally got to tell.
Lizzie, I love you.
Tess, Illy, Lilas, you could say. Ooh. For all the older people watching this, Lilas is like love you like a sister.
Mm.
Because as a sorority,
you are sisters.
If like listening to this radio station has gotten you like really curious on the strat life, like don't look it up, don't Wikipedia it, just like shoot me a text, email,
or me.
Don't ask Emily. And
just
I'll be glad to answer any questions. People are like, Gigi, what's it like being in a sorority? And I'm actually like, technically, me and Emily are both in women's fraternities.
They are women's fraternities.
Because they were started before a sorority was a thing.
Fun fact.
And so like technically you could just say I'm frat.
Honestly, I think we're more frat than we are srat.
We are frat.
Like personality?
Personality wise.
We're frat.
We are sloppy. Gross, not
smelly.
Smelly, not preppy. So sweaty.
So
the sweatiest so girls you'll sweaty. Ever meet.
You know what? Some may question why we call it so fresh, so clean.
Because
we're
not
never
fresh or clean.
So that's something to leave you with. Another thing we're gonna leave you with is a great classic.
Come on, Eileen.
So thanks for tuning in to 91.5.
91.5
WMFO Medford. And here's a hit, a classic, a love song,
a tribute to our bigs,
an expose. Here you go. Goodbye.
We love our fans.
We love our fans.
And our bigs.
So good night.
And throw what you know.
Throw what you know.